criteria where we agree that it's good left, progress, but therefore to identify gaps. In the international section of the work that we have to hear on, we didn't get much criteria that requires some work. We can't do that we are out of our work. So we hope that in the, after the two presentations today, the report will come back to the part of the report, have a discussion about those areas where we suggest that there are some things to be done or what we think can be done in the first place. So those two words, thank you very much. I see that it's starting to meet this morning. And please come over and we will get this. Thank you very much. I hope you have a good sleep. Look generally refreshed and so on. I assume that you are in good working order. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm presenting on behalf of the Monitoring and Evaluation Grant. The student section follows the same format that my colleague student mentioned yesterday. Just quickly, the purpose of this grant is to monitor performance, evaluate service delivery, and different corporate governance and values of practices. Last line in the purpose focuses largely on the work that we are doing. And the legal services unit and the corporate services. These are the four functional areas in the grant. The one key direction can set out to the unit of the same that in the previous report, internal audit and risk management are still part of the grant. But we've been pushed by the audit committee to elevate the reporting structure for that unit, so they now report directly to the region. These are the two strategic objectives that inform our work in the strategic plan. They are strategic objective 4 and strategic objective 5. And just a high level overview of the grant performance is that we developed the 2017-2012 strategic plan that was developed on time, submitted to parliamentarians, and committee members were taken through the process last year. We also developed the annual report for 2006-2007, also complying with the time frame, the parliamentary time frame, it was submitted to parliament on time. We produced the project management framework that was institutionalized throughout the department in this last year. The second part is the work around monitoring and evaluation, and there was a question that yesterday from one of the committee members with regard to the role of provinces. And on that first one, which is the development of the implementation plan for the 5-year local government strategic agenda. This is one area of work that we are doing jointly with all provinces. They may help us to monitor progress and implementation of the local government strategic agenda in local government. So the coordination of the provinces is done through provinces. Each province submits a controlled research report on behalf of all the countries under the province. There's a similar report further down the line. We are also able to develop a progress report for April to September last year. That was submitted to January of this year. We also submitted action plans. And action plan was based on some of the areas of work that were reflected as outstanding in terms of the progress report. And in areas where general shifting reflected timing. I must take a testimony that a point was raised yesterday that Salga made the point that they are struggling to work closely with us. And in my opinion, that is not true. Working very well with Salga, they are part of this process. They report There's a number of ways that we understand gentleness as in English, and we've been able to support it. So we become that gentleness. We also developed the concept of indicators. This is still work in progress. We see that I'll also reflect on this in the strategic priorities. The question was raised with regards to how are we implementing the performance management regulations in our previous international performance. And what we are reporting today is that we've been able to receive the support that we provided in the community. And today, by September last year, when we were doing the first year of about 89 countries have already implemented the TLS. We are also working with provinces to develop for the first time the Section 48 report. That's in terms of the New Country Act. And the annual report on the performance of the New Country that the Minister is expected by cabinet to compile the government. We are in the process of discussing that work with provinces. We are literally describing what provinces are going to take us in their own individual report. We've got it back. And we hope that just as the year progresses, we'll be able to share that report with committee members. We've also provided legal support with regard to the processing of those two bills, the local government loss amendment bill and the short boundary bill. And we've got very legal support to the National Assembly process. We finalized the DKNZ legislative program which was submitted to Parliament last year. We revised that program in February this year and we submitted it to the Parliamentary Monitoring Group. You also raised your point yesterday about the 10,000 words in the 10,000 language was raised. And we are responsible again for administering the compliance and the promotion to information. Promotion of Access to Information Act, and in the rollout of that Act, we've conducted workshops in the department, we've conducted workshops in provinces. The other work is the promotion of the Administrative Justice Act, and similarly, we've had interventions in provinces where we make presentations and have internal workshops as well. And then the last section here is the coordination of the government program of action, ethically to DKNZ, the clusters that the DKNZ has been. We coordinate that work, we coordinate it very effectively. We are responsible for some of the apex of projects in that government program of action, and we've been able to coordinate. These are the two issues that were raised, and you may have noticed that I've already given some progress with regard to the two issues. Just a reminder on that first issue, so the question that was asked by Honorable Smith last year, that there won't be any government-wide MME system in place. What the presidency has done is to develop a framework that all governments are requested to use as a guide in developing systems that are relevant to their own level. So we are going to have multiple systems. What we are doing in DKNZ is that we're working very closely with different partners, with provinces and with countries to ensure that whatever system that we develop at the end can interface with the systems that departments like Department of Water Services and Forest Project Development and so on are already working to change the issue. Those strategic objectives that are reflected on slide 7 for our parties. The strategic priorities for this year, in the previous slide, I referred to the indicators. You recall that in terms of the Municipal Systems Act, we've got about 7 key performance indicators that we use to monitor the performance of provinces, and we are using those to inform the annual report that we are currently compiling. But then in terms of the 5-year local government strategic agenda, we have the 5 key performance areas. So the process of reviewing the policy is ready to integrate the KPIs and the KPAs in those two documents. We had thought that we'd be able to develop the policy this year, and when I was preparing this presentation, we see that this issue, but upon reflection, we have since realized that we lost possible discrimination. And the reason for that is that in the process of consulting on the indication, it's quite a lengthy process, it's a sensitive process. We have to explain to people why it will be necessary for us to drop some of the key performance indicators in the new countries to test and refine them and all that. But also part of that process is to define the indicator protocols that we need to explain which level of government is going to focus on this set of indicators, and we need buy-in and agreement in engineering. So we started doing that with provinces and with new countries. We also have a very long list after starting this work. We've been sitting at just over 100 indicators, and the intention is to reduce them drastically if we can. And the indications are that is highly concerned. We may end up with 50 or less. We're trying to work on the strategic indicators that will enable all parties to report. This also informs the work that we are doing towards the development of the system. We are also going to enhance the reporting and feedback into that to the local government strategic agenda. The challenges that we are facing currently is with regard to the management of data, the inconsistency in the reporting, the issue of capacity, which I'll talk about later on, and a whole range of issues, but there are forums and committees. We also use local government mainly to raise issues around the work problems. So these issues are known. We are also going to ensure that we improve the implementation of the performance management system, which is just progress to what I reported in the previous year. The monitoring, reporting, and evaluation capacity is a serious issue for us. It's a weakness in national government, it's a weakness in provinces, and it's a weakness in municipalities. So we thought that people could take a coordinated approach and advice on the areas of focus with regard to capacity in this work. That also includes the nature of structure in the organograms that should undertake this work provincially, with the purpose of ensuring that they integrate this work with the work around performance management system. So that's the approach that we are taking. And then the automation of the system, and we hope that we'll be able to develop this kind of guidelines for undertaking evaluation. We are not under pressure to do any evaluation at this point in time, but we thought we should prepare ourselves so that when we come to the end of the 5 years of this agenda in 2011, we should be able to start the evaluation of progress around that way, maybe early in 2010. So that's what we intended to inform that way. We are also continuously improving our approach to the strategic planning process. There was a good progress last year. This time around, committee members are not going to get a 5-year strategic plan like we did in the previous year. And that reason is in anticipation of changes that may come about after the elections next year. And we thought that for this time around, we just develop a high level organizational business plan, and then we do the total strategy review in the next year so that we take the mandate of the next government into consideration. We also need to improve our work with regard to project management. If you look into the strategic plan, there's a number of projects that all the branches have identified. In the process of monitoring the project, it's a challenge for us. We do performance reviews through the quarterly reviews in the department, but that doesn't give us a total sense of how we are implementing and managing the different projects like we have set in the strategic plan. So we thought that the work in this area, now that we have developed the framework, should take a more practical approach of working with branches to ensure that those projects are effectively and efficiently undertaken. we also have to be a risk assessment of this work of planning, and we are working with the risk assessment with the risk unit to do that, and then the legal compliance with regard to the implementation of the work of the changes. And then lastly, continuous monitoring of the work that the change is responsible for within the government program of exchange. So most of the issues that we have seen last year are again the key for this year, so we hope that the process will be smooth this time.
Good morning. I hope that the interest concentration that you're going to give to me is a fair amount today. Concerned by giving that to me now, what I'm doing with this presentation. The presentation is a succinct, straight and to the point, covering the overview which has been, you know, with all the other presentations, which is the same thing. Moving to the table of the brand, which is something with the appropriate capacity on a single day, based on time focus performance factor, which goes around with GPSG, which G, I don't know what all of you members are aware that GPSG, G stands for dedication, G stands for professionalism, L stands for leadership, G stands for government, and also for those who are not going through that, who stands for development of the entire local government. And also was sending to the energy organizations capability and performance to deliver on this mandate. The high level of question is pertinent to the plan. And it is an area that you can lower performance around them. The local government communication system, guidelines being endorsed by the CCC, that is presidential coordination committee. The last implementation of the local government communication system through the premier mayors and the communication power throughout the provinces and municipalities. Development and implemented communication strategies and plans to various programs and anti-corruption doing work together with other branches within the department, 3 days to services and 15 days of the children. We have given another support to the political council. We did that also when the honorable members visited Kalahari and other areas. We created the discussion to the recruitment of people with disabilities, trying also to respond to the honorable member who asked that question yesterday. We sent a very elaborative meeting with the GPSA, national and provincial, and meeting a few schools. Done something by putting the disabled person to the welfare conservation, and that's at the end of the world we're focusing to do a lot around this area of engaging the people with disabilities. Also the department of Kalakai is giving you both a try to give you some figures. You might not see them on the head, but if you look onto the PowerPoint presentation, you will see all the figures there. From April to December 2007, we managed to employ 76 people, and for total funded vacancies 103. So 76 appointments that we've made are equal to 74% of vacancies that we've filled, which a challenge to any government department, but that's what we've done by I think was fair. And then also we have a high level of staff, 177 attended training. put out the gen. And then 59% of the 104 is 292%, which is the number I want to see on that. And you have spent the amount of 500,000 which are allocated throughout the battery, and you have failed to get it free of the battery. The Tibetan responsible map the what we call ICC, Information Communication Technology, which is a part of Carbon and Business Communication Program, and completed a plan in the airport and shop for the most operations. So if anything happens in our department in the front of the disaster, we'll be able to continue with our work. This council member has been saying on the information technology impact at Alaga, which is a condition called as part of our state to make an improvement plan. That's a hearing for our staff. That should happen to be considered and how to respond to the needs of the community. There's a new building that we have acquired. So the money to accommodate 110 employees of the department. The department is called NASA, which is not better than the other department. After the 508-6, which is just a little by NASA. NASA stands for NASA Occupational Safety Act. So it's a very relevant part of the department. So forget about NASA. It's called NASA. Maybe we might end up using the name of the our second is the name that we use. We are sent out to the same table like the men with most of our service providers. The issue that you raised by the committee is a certain improvement. The second thing I would like to thank two officials, Sadi and Lisa, for the network that they did, you know, combining all these matters that you raised. Out of those that they find three, which are mostly affecting our branch, have been the Ethics Society and communication is work done by our department and mechanism to recruit people with disabilities. This is how we respond. The interaction in the community is the student and data program, public education, outreach program, where we had the MPs, mayors and councillors on the web of the park, encouraging people, you know, informing them that budget is created and done good job around that. Maintaining and updated the website, I remember you suggesting that you say something around this and thank you for that. There's great improvement in our website. We can be able to achieve this with outreach. We had a new campaign, where we had 100 legal match by men. We work around that and change the opportunities for all the above programs. We also responded to how we communicate the work done by CPLG by profiling the CPLG work in publication, that was the people, the Libra magazine, which was a 2 month magazine, JP and National, the Indian Community newspaper. When I was marketing campaign, market food and TV, and newspaper, and the head of conferences, in advertising and career consultation video, you record the video that you show, you can imagine the other employees who have free some of them. And that said, you can do two people with disabilities, if you have this, ongoing meeting with the people of South Africa, we're being invited to the Secretary General Service, which is a lot of that are there to manage the department. And so, we are in the ethics waiting to see how we can, you know, cover this. Because I believe that the more you know about the disabled issues, the better you can respond to them. You can always mistake them. That's why it's certainly wise that everything does affect the general population. As a result of that, they are succeeding. The third request is for 4809. I won't go into detail, but the project that was on the cover says we were successful. Two days before we published in March 2009. We are going to implement communication program for the Cyber Local Government Service agenda. and by interacting with the stakeholders that are going to be communicating for. So consequently, in local government communication system, we have a number of interventions to support that system, which is called internal local government. We support the implementation of the local government, and the ICT. This is the function because of UNIX in collaboration with the development of communication, as well as the development of the Department of Public Service and Administration. But we are there to see that there are a number of websites used by the parties, and also people do visit the knowledge of the center to gain more information. We also try to implement several agreements with cooperatives, customers, and we do this with customers, internal and external customers, and also raise the customer satisfaction. And we provide one satisfactory response to the support needs of all the employees of our customers. And then we will raise that. We implement an institutional review of the strategy and structure of the security to make sure that these are aligned together with the budget and together with the structure of the department and the strategy framework. We develop the HRM strategy and try to roll it out in phases and that will be done by March 2009. Our HRM system will be developed and the quite a number of employees will be staying, trying to change direction now by focusing on to the needs of the various line functions of our system. So that we will implement the ICT government framework within the security and make sure that the ICT soldiers are compliant, driving standards and best practices are there. We will implement the plan, which we call the ICT disaster recovery and resilience community plan, to make sure that we are ready for any event that can happen to number. We will implement the electronic document and record management system, and we make sure that all the senior managers are using this system to get the best system. It accelerates everything. We implement the energy efficiency plan as we cannot do it to the energy ahead. There was a big conference at the Emperor's College in Johannesburg. We attended that conference, and I don't know if some of you in the house will listen to 702. One evening, one night, we were driving around Pretoria and they identified that there was only one government building which lights the off, and that is the energy. Even development areas and any that says the lights are on at night. But one of the fair is the off. I think that's the
I hope your alarm system was on there.
Yeah. That is my last slide, Shepherdson. I won't go into detail of my last slide. I don't see myself too clearly. But the notes are saying that data shows that there are 412. The only thing that 412 is the first place in New York, the visiting in your staff. Women in our department contribute to 12% of the total number of wholesale, of which 41%, that is 4% points up from 2007, so the job is some improvement in that. As in senior management post, less constitute 59%, that is 3% points up from 2007. There is a zero number of postings, next constitutes 81% of senior management postings. This is the same number of all. This slide speaks for itself, divided into names and females, and also according to race, African, Indian, colored, white, males and females, and then also levels. Levels 1 to 12, and also that comes up with the on base of 1 and 4 of us in the future. I thank you.
presidency. Now we've had this presentation, and we'd like to ask you to ask the question. Remember, the cabinet.
Thank you very much. Just a couple of simple questions. I wonder, first to M&E, how does the branch actually monitor performance? How do you organize your work internally in the department? We've got one department which is responsible, say, for e-service delivery bucket system. But then another branch is monitoring that. How do you internally ensure that a branch which is responsible for M&E how does the branch work together to ensure the function happens? So I'm not 100% sure I understand that. Then on the corporate services one, two questions. First is, if you look at the last slide about those numbers of people employed in various categories, I consider the stress that our public service at the upper level is becoming too contract-based in respect of their employment contract, and that there are certain departments with the senior levels, and here we've got estimated 43 persons, but senior levels are full of contracts based to career public service anymore because it's got the 20. My question is, of the 43 members that the department, how many of them are contract employees as it were versus tenure to public service? And then on the strategic priorities for the year, I see they're listed on slides 21, 22, and 23. Just a question. The department is DTLG, not DLG, but the P there. The question I put is, where in this do I see monitoring and evaluation of the provinces? Or secondly, is that outsourced to other departments? And then the service delivery perception index. The survey that's going to be published by March next year. Has that been done before? Or is this a first? It seems to be a really good idea. Something one captures the annually, it isn't done anything. And then a last one, I'm not sure what you're speaking M&E or what is it actually. But this is a structured act, Citizen Act, Section 48, says that the minister must annually compile and submit to Parliament and the MEP for local government a consolidated report of local government performance in terms of general key performance indicators, and the report must be published in the day. I'm sure it's just remiss of me, but I don't recall having had sight of that yet. I don't think annual reports comprise that. I know the provinces, for example, you do get, I don't know, what provinces the MEP produce the report per, and they cover all municipalities up. Municipality A, which is their story. Municipality B, which is their story. I haven't seen a report that makes it yet. Perhaps it's not that easy. I'd like to know where it is.
I just want to find out whether you're in a program like other departments
that some of the officials after having trained the administration have moved out of the department into private sector where they change the human culture. And to do what has, you know, what they have planned, they have to try to stop that or the penalty or in that department you don't have for the project. Thank you.
Can over question
the first presentation really triggered an excitement in me, more so with a personal effort of me. I'm sure all of us, we share this view that because we do not have systems in the place, we still have challenges. Given the election 5 years after the start rising in the very environment. And this is linked up into the IT system, that is the institutional capacity. The work capacity has been used daily, and I think we have enough. I just want to ask a question, which is, out of this maybe we might have a way forward. I usually follow up on public service administration and some documents that, for my own empowerment, I read. And I take that if we were to be given an opportunity to have a workshop, more so dedicated to monitoring and evaluation presentation, it would give us an opportunity, and I'll give reasons why. When you attend the latest Auditor General's workshop with departments, for instance, you'll find that there are 20 different accounting systems as well as how departments are supposed to do what they are doing. There has been for long an outcry in terms of municipalities not being in a position in terms of resources. Now I'm saying, I've been listening attentively here, that I wonder if there is time where you have maybe with assistance of the speaker that is relevant to have a structured workshop that will enable you to teach me, empower those who are expecting to work. There's been an outcry about, for instance, the response to CFMA. That also sets standards in terms of how to structure your budget. Also referring you to the 2003 oversight visit by this committee to all municipalities. The issue, Jefferson, you would know, Jefferson, when you even visited your office when you were in the province. There was no argument on key performance indicators. So I'm saying you that areas that are challenged, and I think they are academic. So I think this is I'm tempted now to really suggest that maybe in the long term also when you map out a way forward with the business, that we find out if you can have a joint workshop that will take one day or 2 days with the Auditor General, with the speaker, but led by yourself, so that you unpack the system and using the systems as a framework, it will then allow us to be part of the oversight, putting into test in terms of the systems act whether it is relevant. On the other side, also the last presentation, I know that municipalities have been having problems, and actually having problems in terms of IT. One example is the disaster management center. When we came to Western Cape, for instance, just down here, we find that they are using a system, I think others are sponsored by international donors. And we have the CETA, the State Information Technology, that is supposed to be used by government. They witness that we believe that municipalities are using different products. I would know at what level are you going to make sure that they use one system that is going to talk to one another. Also, the question of your linkage with DCIS. The reason is reporting on the book you do, maybe the time you correct the person. As a politician, we move towards elections. And we have this obligation as department to report on the good we have done. And if I believe that priority has got to be given in terms of more so with the team as now the leading party, the government party, that we say this is the year for mass mobilization. Yes, for mass mobilization. So that we are then able to report. Now that there is a party that has fallen because of the mining the previous presentation that has said. Out of the two presentations, I would believe that also in addition, really we should have a follow-up where we are beginning to go into detail. The last thing is what I'm debating is the question of your partner is, are they conditional? I just want to say this because also do you have any leadership? We have students that are unemployed. Can you benefit out of this meeting? What is it that PTSD is doing in terms of benefit or anything that you can take back home for the benefit of our constituents? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Some few questions from the master person and you can. The first one is on the issue of the persecution of humanity. There is a trend in the municipalities whereby the persecution of humanity are being refused in the media. So what I want to know from the PTSD is there no mechanism that could be put in place for the retention of these managers, because I'm sure if stock could be taken, we couldn't realize that the municipalities, they do not quite retain these people who I think have acquired some capacity within their period of section to the managers. Another question is on the issue of the demarcation board. The demarcation board sometimes they make arrangements of demarcation that have a negative impact on the work of the DPLC, whereby we get community, you know, being represented about how they have been demarcated. So I want to know whether there is a good working relationship between the PTSD and the demarcation board that would make these demarcations not to have a negative impact on the work of the municipality. The to also be on the issue of the micro. I think I have the micro. I come from the British. I think Luton Bay is the only city which is not a micro. So I also want to know what is what influence, you know, could DCFG have on the demarcation board? Because, you know, for problems to have a nature, there are many things which position of that area. The long this city does not become a metro, it becomes problematic here. On evaluation and monitoring, I'm sure this one from there. As I have been doing my oversight work in the provinces, I have realized that it took very long for the power of the municipalities to implement expanded public work programs in whatever model that we do, because I do understand that public work is it is just a catalyst, but all the departments, health and what have you, they are supposed to be implementing ECWP or SSS on all their programs. So, my one now is, if you, this program was announced very long ago, and some of these municipalities, after 2 or 3 years, they were still betting to say that they were still putting systems in place while they didn't have a monitoring evaluation branch of the DPLG. Could the DPLG try and do something in order that whatever program that has been put in place, they could start in the ticket rather than taking a long, very long time before such programs are put in place here. The issue of job creation is also a issue of this ECWP program. And the issue of economic growth, it has been said that our economic growth in the country does not translate to job creation, in a massive manner. So is there anything that makes a strategy that ECWP could try and formulate whereby this economic growth could result was, a basic growth of jobs. And that is only true now. Municipalities, this is on the city of Maria, unlike wherever there are things given by unless in the country. I usually get interaction between those communities, either with the mayor, maybe the municipal, the mayor of that particular municipality. I do not see any role which is being played by the DPSG, to help them emphasize or maybe assist these municipalities that people should understand that whatever programs are being put in place, there is a process, anything that could be done to assist the municipalities to assure the communities that things can be being done to try and assist them for the type of information that they want. So I think DPSG, as you say, you have a country because you are doing things desired, but I think if you could come in, even in those areas where there were these problems of boundaries, DPLG has been quite, I think something really should be done for you to come in. The more people hear a voice from above, they are assured that our problems will be set from one way or another. The last one is really on employment equity. Two disabled people, to the staff of 200 and 240. I don't think it is really fair. And if I look into in those 2 people, I think we are talking about these people being doing some work as telephone receptionists or some telephone receptionists, something of that nature. For disabled people, I don't think that becomes an incentive, because even during the time of the adaptation era, you would find them being in the fish bowl and all stuff like that. Where are you going to grow and use disabled people? But I'm sure within the pool of disabled people, we have many people. So for some of the money that you should be able to see some of these disabled people being brought to come and work there, and because if these people could be given those material conditions, I'm sure they would take means of getting, you know, lower level disabled people within the PTSD. That's it.
Now, this is I'm already delegating who is Thank you.
I just want to ask on the report coming from the municipalities and the provinces. Can we just have a sense of how are they complying? What happens in practice? Is there a general form that has to be completed? Can we have a copy of that? And then you also evaluate and monitor specific projects separately. I just want a sense of that because sometimes municipalities complain that they have to complete so many forms. Everyone is inquiring about what is going on in this and in that. And by now, I just think that we must have a basic standard form which is completed so that on a monthly basis, one form for the provinces and that goes through to national. So I'd just like to have a sense on what is happening on in this field to do your monitoring and evaluation properly. Thank you.
For my
ministry? Yes.
Dear Lance, We both had that problem, right?
I would put other questions from
Anyway, I'll put your question on the table. Think about it and let's check what we do about it. It's an important question for us to do about it. We are doing
things that are presented on our remember. I just want to, my opening remark, it says BNG is the one, is one department in two. We as much as we are focusing on the domain in China, and so that is, I'd like to say that with your permission, you can ask Mr. Jemaine to ask me all the questions, why is he still me without writing the
camera?
So you find that some of the questions that are asked by the members, corporate services is focused on service in China with the department. And then my colleagues from other line functions are contesting onto the provinces as well, also through the local authority. Mr. Smith, Honorable Mr. Smith, we do have some conduct in place, especially for specific programs, you know, that for specific children's time. But unfortunately, I cannot give you also my finger how many are there now and also what. But I know for a fact that this gentleman here is looking at me now because he's a conduct employee, he didn't print that. We just there to make sure that you know things are moving, and then after that, you will go ahead and you can see for a while or come to one of them, shoot them one and I don't know. But if we do have, you know, some conduct in place. And if I could come to the carrying of life with the municipality,
the question was in question.
Yes, I just honestly said I cannot answer that with my team. MGG. No, I will say my GG. I'm supposed to know it more than anyone else.
That is the DP is not.
Yes,
yeah. He's got two now.
But I can give you one of the the content that was the same for our party, all the three decisions that we were invited to attend the conference. So that, you know, this and other such questions like the NT was there, you know, the usual part that was telling the conference. We did have this in the past, so if they are not taking care of the energy crisis, it's not our fault, they were invited and chosen. So we did our work to start that one. The battery, as people not even live in Tibetan, I personally believe on a principle that says they leave others to others, they leave people to people. One Tibetan lost is one Tibetan gain. It's the same cancer. But that was they don't go to Saudi Arabia and Rwanda. They are still the same cancer. So we train them, but you know, this is one thing that is because you cannot afford to share what they want to do. And you know, the problem is that, remember, when the government will become a local government, so people are looking upon us to employ people because, you know, it's a habit training. The people working with it is because they are most knowledgeable on how to run programs in the resident country. So we can't afford to say people can't do that, you know. But we do, the chain over the that is what we do understand. And we don't believe on the chaining people for the sake of the chaining them. If they're going to be part of the end of provinces, it's our own benefit. So that is not one of the problems. And the question of whether the municipalities cannot use the same IT system. I think I did say during my presentation that this is a blessed area because the number of departments focuses on this. It's not only the LG one. there's the PSA, there's the overseas lawyer of communication, and you cannot go in the front and say you can't use this, you can use that. But I'll sign our letters just to make sure that this is, you know, there's uniformity around it. And I will ask my question later on about the GCIS and how you can get to know more about the department. I will combine that with the question from Colonel's instruction. Question of Bantam is a day conditioner. To a certain extent, our processes are conditioners because they must be well created. You know, we cannot give you a buzzer to train you on some level of the our department. We are very concerned about that. And the relationship, we are in the process of establishing the relationship between the department. We are focusing mostly onto the intensive program. I didn't mention it yet, but we did mention it previously to the honorable members. That for example, in the year 2007, we had 25 interns. That sort of graduated from our department in the British Commerce. And then some of them are employed by our department, and some of them are being employed by other government departments. So we are focusing towards having relationships as well in the institution. There are plans in place and that is that. The Honourable Member asking about talking to the Schumacher, the Demarcation Board. In this department, all that is being covered. That is covered within our department. We do have people in this room now that can tell you more about the question that you asked by the honorable member. Maybe I have to take to create it from below. Maybe the GD will see how to answer that question. When we look to say to people who are signing our letter there, and I welcome any view that the person can give me. We are open to employ today to the same level. We are not saying they must only belong to our level. We are opening up as much as possible. In a slight level, an open presentation, this does say specifically that we need help in the action with the GPSA, and we even wait to the extent of inviting the accredited channel. So that's all the way coming to our department, learning more on how to use it. And I must say that I must comment. We will put inside this committee to make sure that we do this. Remember that we are not doing it, but we will listen to what they're saying. So at least there are five to cover this. Second thing, in the helping civil society, the communication falls within the corporate services branch, and the structure has been approved by the minister now, so that we can help employees in the various elements. It's just a question of implementing this so that all the line functions of our department, the various branches, will have communicators who will report back to the communication for that means every Wednesday with a personal to deal because most of us are here. In other words, we are in touch with the branches, and that's how you can. What is the support on communication? And okay, give me a break. Can we request appropriate reporting? Question, I don't know because you know we'd like to give you as much information as possible. I'm gonna ask that right now that by Monday I must get the contact the report of all the members here. We'll make the point that we send you certain publicly so you can get to know exactly what the development is actually doing. I think I can have if you walk out of this room on your right. There's a lot of complications there. But we make it a point, I'm taking the point myself, we make it a point that we can send this to the member, you know, that it goes through, you might have some feeding holes or something like that. Charlie will assist you with this, and then we'll keep you informed of the things that we're doing. We're not going to come here. You know, I can assure you, if you can start doing the summary of the things that we do as this department, you won't be able to go to Parliament this afternoon. We can tell you a lot of things, but I'm sure if you read those communications, that will help the person to know. We have time for our letter there, you know, to give even the staff of the government that we are not, and especially with the staff leader, from the people who are ordering the workshop, the national council of the staff leader, to inform them what the government is doing and they can go out to the community. So the way of the action that they're doing in the community, you know, through those staff. Well, of course, it might not be enough, but I do take note of what they're doing, our reporting time. You know, we believe that I don't report on things that I need to. I report on what I've done and I'm going to do. And I our reporting time is not like certain politicians who talk about things and then you know where they're going to happen. What I say is what we do, because it's the budget given and we do. But the problem is that now, it might be sufficient. But we'll try our level best. I've taken all of what the first thing is. Thank you very much for that. There are some, you know, like for instance, we do have a publication called One Voice. You must have seen it. It's basically, we made a new paper. You know? And then we had what we call Buna Special Publication. And all the things are being distributed to the characters. Okay. Communication is a never-ending phenomenon. We cannot say I stop here. But however, our reporting is right here. I'm sure we should have to be different. I think.
Can I ask you a question? You must answer. Can I ask you a question? You are literally key. Now that you are traveling, you can change what you're doing. You want to go to Canada.
You have not answered the question up to now, because I'm telling you that I know whether the department is doing, you know, it's not reported in your response. This is the point I'm making. So what you're answering is not just one day, just tell of what you're doing, mm-hmm. Now you're there. Three paragraphs you have been added. That's all you're asking. So, you see, and this is the problem of, when we go out of here, we want to be able to report, this is our highest rate of experience. Why are you returning us to a document to go and find out? In which one are we going to find out which NGO they went to before? You're asking us to go and go there, right? When we invited you here today to give us the camera, in what way were you doing this before? How can I do better than this? I'm just saying that it's out of order. Your point is wrong. And I'm sure you get that. Any questions? You have what? The first year.
That one question that I forgot. Excellent. I think there's been a problem, I just want to hear as to how we are going to change. So how the
department is going to change with the challenges it had the last time. The PPLG website is not updated, or was not updated. And it's very difficult to access information unless you have to go to carry up there. Now I'm raising something that we raised when, you remember when the presidential communication presentation that was presented a good role. That had to do with my previous question in terms of the management of information including GCIS, GPLC. So I'm trying to link it and in order to also answer the question that I raised earlier that as this is the year of mass mobilization and also knowing that we kind of have had its own website. I can just say we had a problem, mostly some of us, when you
go to DCIS, you go into the website, you find that it has not happened. And one example also was with MIIU. Practically, I wanted to rely on DCIS and quicker to have the latest information. So I think that will help us also access all the information, because these papers are too heavy sometimes to carry around, but it has helped to can specifically select the data.
So what I was going to ask is that from my colleague, for them to also, you know, that the comments or some responses and some of it, for example, then move beyond what you were presenting specifically from branches. But also I want to use the opportunity for the near inclusion for them to be able to take in some of it.
So thank you, Chairperson, members. I also maybe to comment on three areas that I think are related to the work of our judge that I'm responsible for. There was a question, comment on Section 22 managers. I think maybe factually that's incorrect, not the Section 7 managers. So if that is the question, whether that is the designation of the external to the question was, you know, how are we supposed to manage the process of many of these members in higher extended extension. I thought we were trying to get that yesterday, Chairperson, when you were explaining to the committee that one thing we intend to do this year to try and then change and improve our performance management regulation, which I think the second quick issue here, certain one was the issue of the new implementation board. What is our relationship? Can the department relation to the next impact of implementation? The issue of room containing is the only city that must be lecture, all of those kinds of issues. I think there's a kind of response to that is that the demarcation board is established in its own practice of legislation. Their roles and responsibilities are very clear and distinct in relation to the department. They have the legislative authority to deal with matters of demarcation and boundaries of municipalities. Yes, we do work very closely with them, but at the end of the day, that determination the chairperson, that is very general.
My question that is with the basis of your constitution, if you tell them that there is something that happened from the nation, so that's a good idea.
Okay, that I can tell you a different question now, but that's fine, chairperson. No, I mean I think certainly to the extent that we can, I mean we do get involved. My colleague Myron Peter, I mean, he also wants to comment on this. He can attest to the thing that he did on the project. A lot of letters, correspondence from all the communities on the very issue of the EDRD. People are saying they're unhappy with the demarcation issue, boundaries, if they want to incorporate another municipality or to remove from a particular municipality or even community. In general, our response, you're talking that it's coming into the correct response, in general, we refer that to the demarcation board. There are some particular instances where we will get involved in very certain sections and relationships. So again, I mean, that is my kind of general response. And obviously, if you want to be much more specific on particular cases, then I'm sure we can try to do that. So the last, and I think, what's important was the issue of difficult, maybe I should have the disease on server delivery and now. The first point to make again is to say that the commission will recall that that you made in the presentation last year on this. You try to explain the kind of role that we have, how we have to talk about the interaction with some of these protests. And I think one of the things we were saying, and I think we should continue to say now, is that our overall strategic response to local government problems that exist out there, the protests in an expectation of some of these problems, is the intensified implementation of local government strategic agenda. We continue to argue that if we give full effective implementation of the agenda, we'll be dealing not only with the symptoms but the causes of many of these. One of the points we also make to the committee chair, and again we'll say this year, is that the causes of many of these protests are varied and complex, and many of them are also fundamentally political. So it has been quite difficult for the department to have a public response to many of these issues. And I think the ministry has also been on record on the vision and so on being attacked. The final point on the table is that we have been working behind the scenes with some of the equipment, the time we've gone for. Yes, you've not seen us in the news, but we have been going there, working with the municipal manager, working with the show, fighting and all this. Here's a little bit of some of the issues that we're going to come
four issues right?
Yes,
good afternoon.
There are two people who are for me.
But I thought Mr. Africa would
be the one.
Yeah. Okay, but yeah, wait for the end and then I can raise them. Yes, if they're not covered.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Education for the
your mic room is not out of order, you know.
Thank you. I think there were two issues. The one was the issue of us wanting child protection, especially the public health program. The extended public health program obviously wasn't a separate fund. The idea was that through existing company programs, we were going to use methodology to ensure that we enhance labor intensive construction. And within the department, the municipal infrastructure grant is actually one of those issues. So we do, within the conditions of the infrastructure grant, labor intensive construction is one of the key conditions, and we do want to extract. But the overall monitoring of the extended public works program happened through the Department of Public Works, and you know that the commitment was that we were going to create at least 1 million job opportunities in the cities of government. And the latest presentation in Hawaii, they were reflecting on figures that between 600,000 to 700,000 job opportunities that were going to be created through the overall program. There's an issue around the way departments interact with civil society. I think through different programs in the department, there's a different kind of interaction. for example, the growth in drugs in some central world reporting that took place last year, what we were encouraging through the guidelines we're working with to net pressure was that you know, both business, labor and civil society are working in a more organized way with these strategies around local economic development, service delivery, etc. So there has been a lot of easy action that has been trying to facilitate and support at the local level. But also within the civic services such as the branch, the public organization empowerment it's an area that we recognize, it's an area that needs much greater attention for us to start working in a more systematic way with the organization, also international. And we also working together with, in terms of white space policy process, and it was indicating that has been an area that we'll be looking at very specific attention. How do we improve the functioning from ensuring that engaging systems and government actually improve? There's been a lot of strategic interaction that we facilitate in terms of the one big policy process around it. That's definitely the area that we need to change.
The first on the investment rate by the lawyer on the fiction system management. I think I understood that the honorable member was saying how can we make the fiction management coverage. Now, the fiction system managers are managers which are called managers directly accountable to the system of management. And now, there's a normal rule of feminism in that if you get employed like any other class in the ministry, you have a debt that would be considered as a permanent employment and not based on a contract or internship or any other kind of arrangement. It's a permanent type of employment. And that type of permanent employment, of course, is subject to a whole series of the LRA and so forth and everything that accompanies it. Should there be any attempt to go to certain business and so forth. Usually those kinds of employment are fairly permanent, but there's no guarantee that you know the person will stay there. For quite a number of reasons one can get business permanent there. But with the Section 57 managers, we have a clause. As you know, Section 56 and 57 managers, 56 and 57 managers generally come under a performance contract. But the Section 57 manager is a clause in the Municipal Systems Act that says that a municipality may apply the same approach with a performance contract for a municipal manager to those other managers. And if we want to then address the issue of greater certainty and permanency, then we're going to have to look at that. Now, most municipalities, well, not all of them, but they tend to also apply contracts, terms of common contract to contract to the managers. So that's a question that we need to think about. On the issue of demarcation, we're very closely involved with the demarcation board. We sit on the but in terms of our involvement, in terms of the certain issues, we do facilitate in certain an example is very clear. We're trying to facilitate a meeting now with all parties with regard to a request from the winning where certain areas which are high revenue economic areas have been taken away and put into boundaries and so on. So in that case we intervene, but we intervene in a way that we play a facilitative role and we try to resolve that.
I think,
as we implement our work around gender, we're very close with the for the group work with the youth, both city based, and for the time that we've been children, we were in the same partner. I think we had a paper later since we learned in March that was a part of the coming up with. We were very close with the gender justice and then but also with that created in AIDS, we were close with the institution of representation for the pandemic to the innocence of the council, the mental research council. And in our youth work, we were organized to make the education class. And we were successful with the students with the education of Africa and Africa Minor. And this connected to the services that we suffered. Are involved in our schedule of integration for the right to be the regarding whether we are participating in the
just one question to follow up on Kate and what you also had. Professor Kaladin is also a staff member, and he also is projecting. It's not a thing we want to present. So it's engagement after when the need arises. So that is being sustained and kind of mobilized to the IEP project. We work with several conditions, not just for this and so forth. So I think the broadest and the most sustainable of the last few years has been the South African National Community Radio Forum, the Youth Media Partners, in 1997. So just and all of the others, and my colleague just mentioned the other part, the handle system.
Well, maybe just to talk briefly on the issue of the communication platform, particularly the issue of the website. I think it's one of the most important packages that we work on in the department, and we work on it, I think, much more harder than we work on other platforms that are more print and so on. There may be difficulties with accessing some information, and I think we should just accept that and try and find ways to better that. But what we would want to highlight is that the way we structured our website is such that it deals with ongoing information, regular updates, events, and information that keeps the website alive and getting people to visit it and have more hits, because we're interested in people coming into our website and learning more about what we do. The other component deals with evergreen information, where you know documents and publications that we develop in the department, we have various formats that you can use either to download or perhaps use just from the website. So those are some of the efforts that we try to keep it going and get people to be able to use it. But I think the user-friendly element is very key, and maybe we need to focus on that. Between ourselves and IT,
when I say ulcers, I mean communication. Various branches that develop and are custodian, which is content and IT. We are busy developing various software that are going to enable people to have the ability and possibility to download this information quicker. So that means that you don't have to download the rest of the documents, but you can actually have various formats, like the HTML, if you're familiar with that, which is very, very easy to download without having to download the pictures and so on. That helps because then you don't have to spend a lot of time, and depending on the capacity of your computer, wherever you are in South Africa, you can actually be able to access that information. I think that's very important. But also we are looking at the possibilities of having a more interactive website. Not a one-way, but a two-way interactive website, where people can actually communicate with us and tell us that. One platform or one program we tested that with was the white paper process. We have designed a website, or should I say a web page within that website for the white paper process. You go into it and people could actually contribute, respond to the 65 questions that we issued, and we could hear what people were saying immediately, and we could actually understand who we're talking to, because people would register and actually give us a bit of a profile as to who they are, where do they come from, how old they are, and so on. So that kind of interactive communication we're trying to do. But I must concede that some of the documents may be difficult to find at the moment, but it's something we're working for.
Thanks.
This is in response to a couple of questions that were said by the member of the cross-coordination of the cross-project leadership development program and project consultation. It indicates that indeed there is cross-coordination in that work, because in terms of our the criteria of choosing municipalities, besides municipalities are requesting applicants with training, that we had a project of in the form of project consultation, designated in part of that. But more than that, even if we have a professional position, the project consultation is what we have to do with the development of management for the department of recovery in the cross-coordination. But a more vast question, and you put it to a criteria about the internship is definitely honorable government also has a question, the relationship between internship teachers. And we, as reported last year, and by the LGC, that we have an MOU with LGC, but specifically that MOU indicates that the LGC helps you provide applicants with GPLG by coordinating the development of appropriate and accepted interventions. So in other words, their role is to play quality assurance in terms of projects, training projects that we implement to make sure that they are accredited and appropriate. But more than that, together with the LGC, is that we also address compliance of best practices in the training, so that they monitor that, because they are the authority. Now, where they say they would prefer to provide the training themselves, I think it's an unfortunate, because in terms of our understanding, we have not discussed, or they have not voiced that so that we can discuss it. And it's unfortunate that they started here, but maybe indirectly trying to further rather to appear with that. But the point is that we are working together with the design of the material and make sure that it is appropriate. Also, very interesting, in the development of appropriate intervention, which is still funding. The LGC has absolutely funding in that project. And together with them, SAGA, and all the unions at the local government, we are working together in the CL committee to conduct that field so that we make sure that it's appropriate. And then based on that field, health people can design appropriate interventions. I think if maybe they want to be more proactive in terms of providing the training after the finish of this capital, and then we can support them.
Or government,
you go from president to president, and those calls for assistance will then come to our minister, who will then talk to our unit in order for us to get the relief items that we need. Burundi is an example, tsunami 2004, 2005, and currently the Kenya situation is still still on the news. primarily in the informal settlements, we are targeting diagnosis and eradication and treatment for need. So basically, that's really with regards to the factors of eradication. And there was also a question around the performance of the best treatment. Basically, if you look at the allocations of students, we're looking from 2 billion down 1. And if you look at the currently the allocations of me, they are looking at 8 billion in a financial year. So we did that analysis. Clearly, you look at the amount that are allocated in the difference of the amount in the two programs. We can say that it is performing. We have also done an analysis between two financial years, whereby we looked at 06-07 around the period of August. And the allocation in 06-07 was around 6.3 billion. And around the period of August, we were at a performance of 19%. And if you look at 07-08, around August, we were at a performance of 29% expenditure. So clearly that begins to say to you there is an improvement, particularly linking it with the technical support that has been deployed to municipalities and so forth. And we've also raised the issue of our monitoring within the NIC. What if maybe we find that we are at about 10-20%, we're not performing, then what do we do? There are monitoring systems that we have. We've got the project lead, we've got project registration process, we've got the key performance indicator report, which gives us monitoring systems in terms of keeping track of what the impact is on the ground and where we are. And also we've got the division of revenue reporting, which is required from municipalities every month to give us a sense that where are they on a monthly basis. And clearly, what comes out of those reports, we find that in some of the areas, the expenditure is very low. And what we are currently negotiating with, as our DDC said, that the report that we would like to forward you, we then map out the poor performing municipalities and deployees. To see, are there any deployees from DDSA in those particular municipalities? And what we found is that in the very poor performing municipalities, there were very few deployees, any. Most of them, there were none. And but in some municipalities, there were deployees. But you find that I'm a deployee responsible for 3 to 4 municipalities. So clearly, that says the impact would be very minimal. So we are currently in the process of negotiating with DDSA to say, let's not overstretch these employees. Let us focus. If you want to really see real impact, let's upscale, as it was mentioned earlier. We need to really upscale and targeted upscaling for those municipalities that are really not performing. And where there is nobody, let us make sure that we begin to deploy and address those communities. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. What we take, what students we take earlier, okay? That's not just the quality in terms of the values we can do, but it's the quality of what represents by putting a different fund from different departments with a single fund, okay? Which means funding the same set of the expenses. Now, you see, in the context of the intergovernmental transformation and the ability of the municipality to decide on its own what it wants to do with its money. Some people were interested in that mechanism and they're telling that it was one of the progressive institutions that wants to use money and the sense of the local government. I found it an interesting observation, but there are others who will provide me with other things about it. Any other questions?
I just want to solicit some ideas and intellect around this situation. What would be
our measuring mechanism that would suggest that we are winning the war in so far as reducing informal settlements. I know this, that this question spills over to housing. I'm saying this on the bedrock that a number of people would get subsidy houses because there's still vacant land available. They would sell those houses and go back to put up some sheds and everything.
Mm.
And it becomes, therefore, a recurring program that you have this informal settlement, you do away with it by providing subsidy houses. In another corner, that brings another one. Now the problem of eradicating bagasse system becomes now an answer. The question of reducing informal settlements now becomes a wild dream, one would say. Now, what is the strategic approach that would see us, whether we partner in terms of that approach, that would see us winning the war in so far as that is concerned?
Problems in terms of planning, what's involved.
begin to then talk specifically to say how do we identify the impact of the nature of the interaction between bulk infrastructure and connections and all those get taken care of. So that's the kind of coordination of programmatic focus we want to bring to the process.
We will successfully judge the government and the community. And if government strategies would leave our communities, no plan will not strategy, no plan will succeed. I never heard you partnering communities in the West Nation, clustering
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Chair. I mean, I think that's an interesting question. I just wanted to come at it from the perspective of some of the issues that have begun to surface in the policy review process that we conducted, and look at it more from the governance point of view. And maybe by way of an interesting anecdote, when you speak to people in the field of urban development who've got experience in, say, working in the Philippines or Malaysia or wherever, you've got large cities, with large informal settlements, the majority of them would argue that there's a very good reason why having a settlement plan should be a city or municipal function. And they invariably talk about two reasons. One is that your information about demand and development is localized. And I think it ties into the point that you're making about the community. But secondly, is that your political relationships, which are always contested, are always locally manifested in that they take place within a boundary area called the municipality. By and large, they may fall over, but by and large, they are within that municipal area. And so that is an issue, certainly, about the location of the housing function in a more functional system. And once you raise that issue, the question then arises, well, what about your bus subsidies and public transport functions? And it's useful just to have a bearing on, you know, when you look at the functionality of the system as it evolves, we need to think about the kind of choice we want to make around those functions.
Yes, Jack, we invited us to myself and the Nicole from France to debate those issues. Now, our conclusion was that yes, the municipal government must get there. So, whether we can see it, we can move that.
Just a comment on that. I mean, of all systems we've looked at, when we've had a committee have been anywhere, I can't recall a single country we've been to where housing for the local government function. It may not be a national housing ministry. Often it's not. Often it's purely a local function. In fact, I'm struck often by countries one visits where the power of, although we rightly pride ourselves on the constitutional status of our municipalities, in reality, that's constitutional status of the three spheres and its relationship. And in reality, in terms of power and function, our system is actually very limited according to many, many countries which are not even strongly physical states. The local governments often have powers that are of broad social nature, welfare functions, for example. It's a very common function for municipalities worldwide. We have spheres like that. And so it strikes me, I think, an anomaly, a complete anomaly. And I hope the review process is working towards really that kind of thing.
Interesting how I believe Germany comes together. The question of the problem of urbanization in the and there is certain dynamics that you make from that. How do you connect it with the social food ways as a vector in a way that we all are treated in the hood to opportunity? The dynamics that you make because of the creation of the civilization that is gaining our country and in the region.
Yeah.
I shared two of the four issues that I've raised have been answered, but the one on the Municipal Finance Management Act and its impact on local government, and especially the alienation of assets, which is problematic. We had a presentation on that. That one I think Mr. African is just respond to, and then on the whip. Well, as I understand the department, as I understand the department, I think is the one for that launch.
My colleague who deals with this is not here. You know, they are busy with the property tax, so that's why there was the consultation that we were talking about yesterday. But I think that the kind of point to emphasize here is that we are not primarily responsible for the implementation of that tax and looking at matters such as the impact of that tax on the legislation. We really play a supportive role with the National Treasury. So, Chair Simpson, Honorable Dolman, with your permission, we can come back to you on that issue. We definitely do not have a specific project focusing on one thing in the nation of MMA. We definitely know that National Treasury has got quite an elaborate comprehensive program on this matter. That's a completely fair enough. Jane, I'm not sure I heard the question on assets, so I may have been reminded on that one, but while I'm very happy, let me go to the next issue on the whoopers. We have done some very quick homework, and I think maybe just make two general points. I think that the first point to make again, and I made this point yesterday, but I'll make it again. In terms of our primary legislation, I'm emphasizing the word primary. Primary legislation means systems and structures that we do not formally cater for, make provisions for our primary legislation. And obviously that in itself may or may not be a subject for discussion, whether that was oversight or not. But secondly, Chairperson, I have in front of me government project notice that was issued in 2003, July 2003, it's called the Policy Framework for the Regulation of Full-Time Counseling, issued by our department and then our minister. But the point is to make it simply that in terms of this particular government notice you have, we have actually made we have actually made provision to all categories of municipalities, A, B, and C, we have made provision for women. But I get me hasten to say on the back of that, unless otherwise, I am not aware of any additional guidelines that we have given to the department that we need to around the how we can so chairperson, that is the extent of the kind of feedback that we've given to show work. But I think maybe the concluding point to make on this, so the concluding point is that definitely there is appropriate for municipalities to decide on an appropriate system of working in municipalities. And as I'm saying, as a department, we have not developed the guidelines on this. So in other words, nothing is illegal. That's what I'm saying. We have made the efficiency in terms of how we actually
thank you very much for that report on the rookery. And the point is just basically that this government gazette says there may be only a single whip appointed for a metro, a category A municipality. And that is precisely the problem. You've got these councils of 200 members plus and one paid whip only. It doesn't, it isn't sufficient. So that's a problem that should just be revisited. And then on the other 40 or more, perhaps there should also be some work done. If you have Manawin, what is it, over 100 members, just to have one place work. They can't, that person can't do all the work that is necessary. So that is just a basic request. Revisit this from the practice experience that
we might have. And then when you both agree, you load it up.
No, but I think that the majority party would support this 100%. I'm actually only the one raising it.
So thank you very much, Professor. I know I said to you and for many things. Thank you much for the interest in the it seems to us that every interaction with the committee we will get to, in the future, look at three aspects related to information. Because the workshop is held in terms of the process of reflection to help to enable the department to think further about how it can be of service and value to the committee and parliament. There are two aspects with regard to information that I think that we will need to go back and look. The first one is one that is related to information that is made available for the public, for the constituents, the people. We will have to find a way of giving more points to this aspect. Information for the people. Let's find a way around it, so that we think about it. And secondly, information that enables the committee to interact with other bodies, whether these bodies are constitutional or not. But information that enables any committee or provincial local government to have reliable information to engage in such a discussion with that kind of local government. I think that this categorization has not been done very gainful, and maybe we will need to find ways of thinking about it. The third element of information that I do know that we spend a lot of time and improved on with the department is the category that enables the committee to do its legislative oversight of the department. In terms of information that is required, for example, in this kind of document, the annual report and so forth. That would say the confidence that we have talked about in making available that information. So we'll go back and see how we balance these three aspects. Of course, when you say about the public, the mass, it can be different kinds of platforms. Some are electronic, some are manual, some are voice, so on. So we have to look at that as a department that works with others. The second aspect that I would like to raise that we're taking from here in addition to information is that we would like to find ways of meeting with one another from a conceptual point of view with the committee to understand that at the point where we are now, since this department has been given the responsibility of provincial local government, beyond constitutional, because this is a department that has just moved from constitutional development. And then we have established now system for a provincial and local government department. What we are currently focusing on now is beyond strengthening our own organization with that relatively new mandate, because there are very few departments that are as new as ours, as far as working on a provincial system. But this is something that sometimes I think we forget. If you are a department of water or a department of education, you've been doing this for a very long time, so you've got professionals who are doing this, at least working with water. or broken relationship, but the coordinating department of this time is responsible for new problems of origin in a democracy. This time is new. You had fund systems, you had administration, earthquakes. It isn't that good. So this is a relatively new department, but it has gained so much pace in terms of trying to structure itself. But now, the second thing that we are spending more time on is that with the lean organization that we have, we want to influence others so that the system works. Because it must be a system that works. It must be a government system that works. It must be an orientation, a developmental orientation throughout. So you find that most of our reports deal with improving the system, and sometimes you will find that it is a problem in that some of the agents in the system are able to receive the message and act on it. And these agents are not the same. So that's why you find that we will talk about municipalities that are doing better and others that are not doing so well. Some people in the system and the way the system is structured need to be improved, so that while we talk about what we're saying in the government, we need to improve the system. So some of these things you find that they are very conceptual and they look very theoretical, but they've got something to do with ensuring that the system will function better in the future. And we have to take on board people who did not think in this way before, starting with national government, and take that to local government. Now, I want to make an example of that, an issue about women, gender. Because the point that was raised yesterday was about, you know, where did this conference happen, you know, about women of gender. And we don't normally talk a lot, even in this community, about gender issues. So I want to make an example of gender this time, instead of war and issues, just gender. Now, if you look at the documents that we situated, and I want to point about the system, and I'm trying to get to get us to talk more about, and you can help us with this, but we also want to share with you how we have sought to get actors in the system to be committed on the developmental goals and actually address the outcomes that most members in the state have shared. So we need to strengthen one another's hand in a system which has got its own historical and current challenges. But we have to make sure that we focus those efforts and agents in the system through a structured program that takes them. Now, when we say monitoring and evaluation and the program, and if you look at the document on the gender policy framework, I'm answering the question in the gender evaluation. It was about the conference, but I want to go specifically to this. In the gender policy framework document that was explained yesterday, I'm not sure if the member is still here. But in page, you know, in page 22 of this, now we had identified the issues and the indicators that could enable municipalities to draw up their programs and budgets to address gender. And we asked very clear indicative issues that then could enable oversight, even oversight at the local level, not just nationally, but even public representatives could also undertake this oversight at that level, so that we do not rely on one point of monitoring. I would like us to have a discussion on gender. I know that the territory do not have enough information. I think that we will be able to work together on this part, even take some of these things. Know that if
in a year we bought this container, but then change the team on each issue. So when the team will change the discussion on gender. So you find that on the categories that I mentioned earlier on, the extent you want to provide information, reliable information, you find that the department has developed something like this, which is a guideline. Well enforced on that call. But it might mean now that the department has to work with the other experts involved to make sure that practically what does that mean to the men and the woman on the ground is actually to something that talks to that public, to members of the public, and empower members of the public to take certain choices about gender issues in their locality. So that is the aspect we will have to go to in the next day. The third point I want to raise is this point about government and democracy. And the committee members are proposing to us that we need to find a way of packaging our program very clear in the space of our development about how we're seeing this democracy and government. But also doing something about implementing it, implementing our focus on this. So what uses and grants that we say in the process in that, even the government grant, when we talk local communities, the work that we do on the participation of communities in IDPs and ensuring that that is the criteria in the credibility framework seems to introduce to the system this government is. But what happens in practice is different because it depends on the taste and understanding of different municipalities of how to engage. So which means that the department now must come in and assist provinces in the first instance in the provincial PO and municipalities to actually practicalize. We have also worked in the area of democracy on the participation. I don't want to go into that detail for now because the president will talk to this on Friday when he opens the house. But I do think that the work that we're going to do with the institutions of traditional leadership as well as working with the rest of government, because we are now going to work with the rest of government to see to support that. But we're working with an administration at the national scale that is not operating that way. If you go to India, you go to traditional communities, actually there's a department in NASA that deals with that rural development. So we need to profile the areas of rural development. So I am dealing here with certain things that we've done, but also where we want to go in working with you. So I do not want to spend too much time on this. But you will find that our work with other organizations has also involved a list of NGOs. I can't go to them now. But what is clear is that we haven't packaged this information so that it is available to members. So we will go back on that so that I don't have to go to the kind of interactions we've had with different civil society organizations and what they have said to the act about all of their own challenges. Because what they said was that we have challenges in working with government, but we also have our own challenges because we must understand where we come from. So that is a separate point that we work with. What has been positive has been our interactions with our professional organizations in addressing the capacity building issue. So because when you look at government, you look at all of these kinds of organizations. Professional bodies as well as some elements of the private sector, both middle and higher elite groups, will try to do something about local government, but this is not enough. So we are going to try and spend more time to get those who can afford to assist with government matters to do so. The Honourable Diplomat also raised issues about monetary and reporting and Honourable Smith. This year we are now reporting not only to Parliament, not only to the local government report. We are going to present the ICR report as well. We are also going to report we're going to present the disaster management report. I think that is 1 year in fact if you look at the total kind of report that will present format that's what we're going to represent. I think we will have to find the world discussing with the committee how we want to engage with this because these are all formal reports that we'd like to take into the house. Some of the provincial monitoring issues, I will not deal with them now. I would like us to go come back to them, especially as they affect the work we do with the social sector department. We have not had an opportunity to actually tackle that kind of information about provincial monitoring, especially the ones that go to the people with the community. So I think that we'll have to do that. In the interest of time, all I can say is that the matter of policy that we have raised, including the very important issue of special planning and housing, you know, these are already issues that we indicated that they need to be addressed. If you look at those questions, the policy questions, we actually wrote it as a problem. We put them aside and give many examples of special planning. So we are pleased that we are all together in identifying that with this problem. So thank you very much for the opportunity you have given us. I cannot complain about the time that we don't have enough because I think that we have tried all of us. You as members of the community are very busy and we really appreciate the fact that there's so many of us with us really are grateful and thank you for setting us aside. But I'm out watching you because the first yesterday you were going in and out and I thought, oh, I can please give in care and all members of the different branches, including the opposition branch, were all here engaging. So really appreciate.
I forgot to mention that there's a list of those who have received those messages from school. I forgot to mention that. It's very strong and thank you very much. I appreciate your having spent some very more than 1 hour. We appreciate your efforts in the Parliament.
Excuse
me,
can I ask that for this one? To you, dear. Uh-huh. I don't take orders. I appreciate the on behalf of members here of the committee, the challenge you've given us and the work that you've been doing here in the report. Published report and the paper what he gave us today as a result of our dialogue and so we appreciate that information. It helps us to understand better the problems that we are dealing with and therefore improve our interaction with our community, our interaction with ourselves, and our interaction with our relationship with the community.
innovation, invented stuff on which we have taken. To think to our horror, we found out we have taken on things we didn't know we had taken on, and the numbers are so huge, the industry that we find off from that discovery has amazing. All because of this kind of thing. The paragraph in the election manifesto of the party that came to me and so on. And so that chance, that realization that now you will go to investigate the work that the department is doing is so much of useful material, you never thought it existed. It was a very interesting work of it, and I have found and have proven in working in this country, in working in departments, that sometimes you guys do a lot of useful work, but then you don't do a lot of work. For this channel to be so brief comments that we can't make sense of the ingredients of the world. That's the thing that we've got to do with the that we've got to hear. The dialogue with Jesus is not the end of the day. The opposition is that we might invite some of you to help people meet up the next on some matter or another. I'm ready not to go and discuss with Jesus next to you. Better clarify and so on. Thank you very much. We've made certain recommendations to you. We hope that you will request it. Not so that we proceed from a common approach. We will ask the people who are recording our customer care to help in some of those recommendations. And we'll help as well as we can help so that we agree, this is what we agree. When you look at these are the recommendations that we made for the team. Because when we then do that going forward, we must also agency. There is also a saying earlier on that we should bring the salary. What we have already unethical is we have a reality. Because already some of the new developers will say, I showed you this brief by the sure that said that we have an issue. But the same agent that we get goes to detail. The specific preference for when you take the organization and change the organization. And remember to organize at appropriate time.
We can one could be hype now and the only two minutes can go with the second command.
I don't know who put you. You're one of the members.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll come around. This thing I charged. Oh, you didn't charge it. Oh, right. I charged this thing yesterday.
You want me
to
take off the battery
cover?
This is not yours.
Yeah, I was at the PMG. The guy from PMG.
Okay, take off the
color. PMG. Is this yours?
Yes.
Thanks.
I don't want to be a kid, though.